First John chapter 4 is the passage of scripture that's been our primary passage to study and read. And I think it would do us all well to review this, maybe dealing with this coming Sunday, may not, I don't know. We'll just see how the Lord leads. Praise God. Amen. But whatever the Lord says, I know it's going to be what his people would need. But I want to just have us reflect on the truth that is found in this passage. To just grab a hold to from the word of the Lord, because no matter what generation we're in and no matter what the seasons of life are, everything that God's got is good. Everything that God says is good. Everything that God wants to convey is good. Amen. Everything is good. Amen. Amen. I certainly believe this about the Word of God. If the Bible says about natural food that nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving, how much more should we say that about the Word of God, that nothing is to be refused? Everything should be received with what? With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Praise God. And so, we're going to look here at these verses. He says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false witnesses," say that with me, "many false witnesses." Now, I said witnesses, but you got what it actually says. And what does it say there? Many false prophets, false witnesses, false prophets, false speakers have gone out into the world. Many of them have gone out into the world. And he says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now," say with me, "even now already is it in the world." Say with me, it's already here. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. They are of the world. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of" what? "Of error." That's the difference. The spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I want to just talk a little bit about knowing the Spirit of God. Knowing the Spirit of God. And it's important that when I say knowing the Spirit of God, I am really not talking about so much knowing the Holy Ghost. I am talking about knowing the Spirit of God from the perspective that John is teaching about here. Notice throughout these verses, we see indications of what I would call the litmus test. How can you tell if it's the Spirit of God or it is some other spirit? Knowing the Spirit of God. Verse 2 says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Knowing the Spirit of God. These verses throughout this passage, there are two words that seem to dominate John's writing. The first word is spirit. And the second word is world. These two words really form the framework for us to truly understand the effect of both of these on us. Spirit and world. It's important to know the Spirit of God primarily because it's not the only Spirit. Amen. Knowing the effect of the spirits that are existing in the world on us and knowing the effect of the world on us is how we are really able to walk in the victory that is in verse 4, which says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Who's the them? Have overcome them. Have overcome them. I know that we want to sometimes just look at the it. But sometimes it's more than an it. Sometimes it is a them. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You've overcome them. Back up. Who? Them. Verse 1. Spirit. Verse 1. False prophets. Verse 1. World. Amen. Verse 2. Spirits that don't confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Verse 3. Spirit of Antichrist. Back to verse 1. False prophets going out into the world. Verse 3. Spirit of Antichrist is now already in the world. Spirit of Antichrist is in the world. Spirits are in the world. False prophets are in the world. But we are of God, and because we are of God, we have overcome all of them. The spirits, the spirit of Antichrist, the false prophets, and the world. We have overcome them because the greater one is on the inside. Greater than he. We've overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he. Overcome them, but it's because there's a greater one in us that is bigger than the he that is in the world. A little searching of the scripture is clear. The he is the god of this world. And the greater one, who is not the god of this world, but is God over the god of this world. He's greater. And he's in us. He's greater and he's in us. He's greater and he's not afar from us. He's in us. Amen. They are of the world. Who's of the world? These spirits, these false prophets, the spirit of Antichrist, and the he that is in the world. They are of the world, and therefore all of them speak of the world. And the world hears them. But we're of God. And the one that knows God hears us, because we are in sync. We're all of the same spirit, the spirit of God. And because we're of the same spirit, and I want you to understand here that one thing that is true about the spirit of God, the spirit of God in us is in agreement. Is in agreement. But the discipline of the Spirit of God being resident in us, it is an unseen spirit. So he gives to us the instructions from the Word of God. Don't act on your emotions. Act on your judgment. Don't act on your emotions. Oh, I know that was God. How do you know that was God? I felt that. Don't act on your emotions. Act on your judgment. Say that word with me, judgment. There's something that is happening in the church world today that almost demonizes people who want to act with judgment, because it does require us to not respond without thinking. There is really the spirit of amusement in the body of Christ. It's the spirit of this world. And before I finish, I hope that you'll even understand that when the Word of God talks to us about false prophets, he's not just talking to us about people who put prophet before or after their name. He's talking about the voices of this world that speak on behalf of this world, who are of this world, and they know not God. Those voices are carrying and responding to the same spirits that are in this world. This world is rich with amusement. Amusement parks, almost everything, as positive as an iPad is, as beneficial as a smartphone is, there's more written to play with it than there is to work with it. There are people who make millions of dollars selling games. So what is a game about? Amusement park. If my understanding is correct, someone may have to correct me. Amusement comes from the word amuse, and I'm told the word means not to think. We are even given this thing. I need to go somewhere to, quote, clear my mind, clear my head. That's even different from what we're taught in the Word. Oh my. I want to clear my mind. Psalms 1. Anybody remember that? Any part of that? Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. It's only that man who shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water and brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaves won't wither. Huh? And then he ends with, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But that's not the person who's clearing his head. That's the person who's filling his head. Oh my. Is there something in Romans 12 and 1? I believe there might be. Romans 12, 1. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this what? World, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, not the clearing of your mind, the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. But this world is filled with amusement, not the thing. But the Word tells us in John, 1 John, to try the Spirit. Test the spirits. Evaluate the spirit. Do think. This is not an, please understand what I'm getting ready to recount. It's not an indictment of anyone. It's just an observation of people who don't think. Juanita Bynum, prophetess, came to Jackson a number of years ago, and that may have been the only time that she came. And she was the guest minister at Jackson Revival Center. And I can honestly say, I was there the first night, I can honestly say, beyond any shadow of doubt, the Spirit of God was rich and powerful in that service. It was overwhelming. There were people in the audience that got so caught up in the glory that was obviously revealed. And they were giving. Some of them was coming down and, you know, they were unloading. They were giving good, big money. She got to even talking about giving to God tangible things. Clothes. Watches. She got to talking about it. And people were just responding, going down to the stage. I looked and someone tore off their coat. It was kind of cold, I think. Tore off their leather jacket, and I saw the jacket swung up in the air, flopped down on the stage. Just caught up. I said, ooh, music was so good tonight, I think I'll go back the next night. Well, pastor had to say something before people got too far gone. Says, some of y'all call. Say, you got caught up in the moment and you want your ring back. He said, the prophet took everything. I don't have anything. And I have taught you all for years. You need to follow the Holy Ghost leading you. You can't ever let yourself just get caught up in the moment, because that ring, my grandmama did this, and I'm sorry. And the evangelist hadn't made it back yet, and it was real late that night. And I sat there and I thought, I really feel sorry for them. Maybe some of them just were not really members of the church and they just had never been taught. I don't know what the deal was. But the word guides us. It says, try the spirit to see whether they are of God. Because you know, even when God manifests himself, not the only one that will talk. God can manifest himself and the enemy can be talking to you in the other ear. Amen. And so that's why the word tells us this is how you handle that. This is not an amusement park. Think. Hello, sir. Try the spirit. There are people who've gotten, as we, you know, you've grown, you've been around church, you know, got what we call, used to call, I guess we call it a little bit now, got happy, caught up in the spirit, just way up in the glory. And they were just so happy, and they were just going and dancing. And some told them, I know you got your eyes closed, but God ain't gonna let you fall. And they kept right on dancing and danced right off that edge and fell. You know, when people are trying to hear from God, and I think I've said this before, and I need to say this again, because this is all about the trying of spirits. If the Lord is giving you a word from somebody, and if they start speaking over your life and you're speaking in tongues, shut up. Because you won't hear it. Because you got to be able to discern what's coming at you. And don't be afraid and just do, yeah, yeah. The Lord said, yeah, I hear this, yeah. You may need to tell them, slow down. Say that again. I didn't quite get that. And if they want to front you in front of everybody as a little cover, oh, now you got to think your way through. Turn around. You already got the spirit now. Head on back to the seat. So why is this important? Because not everything of God. And the thing that is so important to me is he can be in the mix and everything is still not of God. One of the times that stands out with me, remember when Jesus was having a conversation with his disciples and one of them got up with great excitement. Oh, yes. Let's do this. Let's do that. He was missing God, even in the excitement. And then I remember one occasion, it was Peter that says, Jesus was talking about his death. Far from you. And Jesus responded, get behind me, Satan. Here's a perfect moment. And he missed it. Who was talking? The truth was talking. And he's telling the truth. Far be it from you. And Jesus responded, understanding the spirit behind the voice, and said, get thee behind me, Satan. You don't understand this. You don't have an appreciation for this. And it is important for us, if we are going to really stand strong in this generation, that we become in a greater way discerning people. Not given to amusement. We didn't come to play. We are not here to play. We're here to grab a hold to everything that the Lord says. Anybody remember the verse of scripture I was reading this morning? He says, keep your feet when you go to the house of the Lord. Remember that? Anybody remember that? Okay. Oh. Yes. We're going to do the Bible study then. Ecclesiastes. Now, people used to use this when I was growing up. They used this because they wanted people to sit down and not be walking during long services. Let's see. Yes. Ecclesiastes. I had marked it and I was using another Bible this morning. You're going to help me. Anybody got a quick searching thing? Yeah, help me find that. Yeah, those quick searching. Oh, fifth chapter. Yeah, that's good. Verse 1. Y'all got it? He said, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. And this is the part. And be more ready to what? Hear than to do what? Give the sacrifice of fools. Why? For they consider not that they do what? Evil. When you go to the house of God, he's literally saying, don't go to church to play. You go to the house of God so you can position yourself to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church so that you are not giving the sacrifice of a fool. The sacrifice of a fool is one who comes into the presence of God and can hear from God, and what he does is he messes up the moment by not paying attention. He's not even considering that he does evil. It's important to come. You hear to read this all the way through many places in the New Testament. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Because the Spirit is saying so much. He wants us to hear. Amen, church. He wants us to hear. He wants us to hear. What is that that's trying to keep us from hearing? It is the spirit of this age. These spirits that are operating in the world today, and they influence us. Understanding spirit and world helps us to understand greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. The very first verse says, believe not every spirit. That tells me that spirits can be believed. They can be trusted as a good source of information. He says, don't commit, don't put trust in. Believe not every spirit. Spirits can be tried. That means tested. That means evaluated. Try the spirit. Try the spirits. Prove them. Examine them. Be discerning of them. And interestingly enough, when you see the word spirit there, if I could just take a few moments and give you this comes from the Strong's Concordance, explanation of what the word spirit means, and I believe it's relevant to us. It is a spirit. It is also something that has breath. Breath. Real clear word, don't believe everything breathing. Y'all get me here? Something that is rational. Something it's used to convey the mind. It could be a demon. It could be an angel. It could also be a mental disposition. A mental disposition. Try the spirit. Check out even your mental disposition, whether it be of God or not. Try it, test it, discern it, examine it. Are we together? And the spirits of this world communicate, and they influence through false prophets. False prophets. This word false prophet in the Greek, it actually is pseudo prophetes. And we use the word pseudo. It's a transliteration. We use it all the time. It means false, fake. But here's something that I want to kind of give you regarding even the use of the word prophet. False prophet. False meaning deceitful, liar, erroneous, untrue. Prophet means an inspired or foreteller or an inspired speaker. Here's another one. This was so powerful when I read this. A poet. And when I began to meditate and was talking, just kind of meditating, thinking about that as I was going through the word, you know the thing that came to my mind? One of the greatest influence today that are taking the nation by storms, black, white, doesn't matter. They are poets. They got a new name now. They're called rappers. But they are poets. There is more being influenced and conveyed through them than almost any other voice in this world. The world, the word world, literally means structured. Structured. And I know the church has gotten, you know, we've gotten either free, loose, away from it. I don't really know the right words for it. But, you know, when I grew up, and maybe you, all of you didn't necessarily grow up like I grew up, but I grew up in Sanctified Church, called Sanctified Church, Holiness Church. That was strong teaching about worldliness. Strong teaching about worldliness. And y'all, they're just worldly, worldly dress, worldly this, worldly that. Strong teaching. And while my ignorance, spiritual ignorance, made me resist some of it as just old fogey, old timey, trying to set us back, you know, that kind of thing like that. As I got older, I really began to see that though they may not have really understood the spirit behind or the reasoning behind why they went in that direction, they had something. They had something. And they understood influence. You see, when you start talking about worldliness, don't just think one type of thing versus that type of thing. Think influence. What is the influence behind this? What is the influence? What's making a person think in that direction or go in that direction? A lot of the killing that we see now that involves police officers, there are spirits behind that. And the responses with some of the rappers. There's another spirit. It's the same spirit. It's a spirit of murder. I murder you, you murder me. It's the spirit of death. Don't have time to deal with all of this, but if you look all the way down to the sixth verse, he says, Hereby, we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of what? Truth and the what? And the spirit of error. Spirit of error. Spirit of truth, spirit of error. Because if you start believing the voice, if it's a rapper, you believe him, believe her, first song on the album, then you are opening yourself up to their truth or their error for the rest of the album. Amen. I'm either usually reluctant or sometimes just say, no, we just can't do that. When it comes down to, like, even doing weddings. And sometimes you, and love songs are not wrong. Hello. Love songs are not what? Wrong. When I listen to something being sung, first thing I want to go is, let me go back to who is this person singing? The lyrics are important, but but who is this person? So why is that important? It's this spirit of truth and spirit of error thing. Because once you open yourself up to a person, false prophets, then that person can become the voice that leads your life. In my day, when I was growing up, going to visit my grandmama, Mama Gladys, we would sit out on the porch at night, had no air conditioning, in Yazoo City, Mississippi. And my uncles, they'd be over next door at the, they didn't call them nightclub. They call them the juke. they didn't even have to join on it. The juke. They were next door, and you could hear that music all into the night, right next door to the house. So what was going on in there? Well, they were playing music, and they were playing blues. What's wrong with music? Spirit of truth versus spirit of error. If you listen to anybody's voice long enough, unless you cast down those thoughts and cast down those imaginations and those high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, what you're going to end up doing, you're going to end up influenced by their words. Person can get in a car feeling pretty good, listen to a song, and be mad at somebody when they get out. Y'all laughing. I mean, I'm just telling y'all the truth. Huh? Because those words begin to help. Words are like strings for a puppet master. They pull on the cords of your life. They open and they close the curtain. And it is critical, especially if a person is going to be trying to hear God. You can't hear God and hear the world at the same time. And that's why the word says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Because if you love the world, then the love of the Father is not there. Amen. The more we open ourselves up to alternatives to God's lifestyle, the more we drift away from God. And the other thing is, we assassinate our own faith. Our ability to have confidence in God is tied to meditation. Meditation has to do with the thoughts that's running through your mind. And the best way to make thoughts run through anybody's mind, I can stand up here and quote scriptures and quote them for a long time. And you can read along with me or not read along with me. And when I'm finished, you may not remember anything. But if I sing it to you, you just about get it. You know, it just looks like it just get all down in you. You know, actually, that's a biblical thing. The early church actually taught scripture by hymns. Music set to instruments for the purpose of conveying the word of God. That's the old purpose of it. They use them to teach doctrine, teach scripture. And it still works. It still works. You get some of these children, they have been out of, you know, K-5, K-4 for 15 years. They still remember some of those songs that they taught them back during those times. Because it makes it stick. So it's important for us in this generation. Let's not cave in. Let's not cave in. And let's help one another to understand. Well, sometimes people can just, because they're ignorant of Satan's devices, think, well, you're just out of touch. Yes, out of touch with some things, but quite well in touch with what I need to be in touch with. Because if you're going to hear God, artists who know not God, even if they sing gospel music every once in a while, cannot minister life to you. Amen. But I love his voice. Thank God for more voices. I didn't create this. I'm going to pray. I remember a youth pastor was talking to me. He's saying, I need some kind of way to really help our young people to understand how to deal with this music, because, you know, it's everywhere. And there's a lot of gravity pulling them into. So how do I deal with that? Where he got it from, but he came up with this thing that I thought was an excellent analogy. Because the thing that I was saying, I said, well, you know, as it's not lyrics, it's not just lyrics. I said there are lyrics of gospel songs played on gospel radio that people of God should listen to, because they don't convey faith, they don't convey truth of God. They are just error. So I can't just say it's lyrics. Or, you know, one style of music or the other style. I can't say that if it's not church music is wrong, because, you know, my country, tears of these. that's not church music. So I said, you know, the scripture says the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to God. And God refers to the words that comes from our lips even as a sacrifice of praise. So even though I know, say, ooh, so-and-so, I know they sing blue, but they sure enough sung that godly. God said, it's an abomination because, and then he described it like this. He says, would you drink water out of the faucet or drink water out of the toilet? He said, yeah, that's it. Both water. But if you want to be uncontaminated, you need to know the source of the water. The church has got to. And pastors, I'm in that same, we talk about faith, talk about victory. We got to also talk about holiness, purity, righteousness. Why? Because the spirits of this world want to rob us of the greater one that is on the inside. Are you hearing me? Well, let's pray. Father, with everything in me, I have given your people the word you gave to me to give to them tonight. Thank you that you touching our hearts, because at the end of the day, we not only want to be right with you, but we want to have what you have for us that is right, that is good, that is healthy. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will guide our feet into the way of peace. Teach us what we need to hear. Help us to value holiness. Help us to shun worldliness. The spirits of this world and the systems of this world and the logic of this world have people validating hatred, making it seem good to have respect of persons. And Father, we just pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will open our eyes and help us to see what we need to see. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Praise God.